What would you do if you found yourself at the starting block of a track and field event facing 100 meters of hurdles directly in front of you? I would die. I would literally fall down and die. Seriously, the thought of this scares me to death. I would be a great example of the agony of defeat. I don't think I could make it over one hurdle to save my life. I might try and take off running, proclaiming I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, but I can guarantee you I would fall on my face. I am not trained to run and jump over obstacles at a high speed. Athletes that run hurdles are conditioned to do so. They train and do drills specifically designed to develop mobility, technique, form, and quickness. The obvious goal is to stay in your lane. Jump the obstacles or hurdles without touching or knocking them over, and ultimately do so at the fastest speed you can possibly run to win the race. Hurdles are no joke on the track or in real life. I actually did wake up today feeling like I was running hurdles. Maybe you did as well. I don't know what yours look like, but here are a few of mine. To begin with, my one-year-old beagle puppy barfed up some unidentifiable object in the middle of the night. I had to clean that up. Then my microwave just stopped working. We use our microwave quite a bit in the mornings, I quickly realized. My pantry light went out. I got a notification that our bank account was low. My husband, who at times deals with back pain, found himself on the floor, unable to move. We went to get our car serviced, only to discover we also need new brakes and new tires. That was all in one day. Hurdles. Here is what I'm discovering more and more. How we face hurdles in our life is not unlike an athlete out on the track. How we negotiate or react to an obstacle or challenge coming at us in our lane of life is a direct result of how we have trained for it and even conditioned ourselves to meet it. We need daily spiritual training to run this race of life we find ourselves in. I love the book of Hebrews. It was written to a group of first century Christians who were in danger of giving up. Obstacles and hurdles were coming at them fast when it came to their faith and following Christ. In chapter 12, we read about this race of faith we all run, and that it takes endurance, training, and discipline to cross the finish line. Hebrews 12:11. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Often when we face our daily hurdles, we don't react or choose the best way to handle it. We get knocked down, tripped up, and even find ourselves way out of the lane we are to be running. God, in His loving grace, catches us, picks us up off the ground, corrects us, and His truth guides us back into the race. The process can be painful, but once we get to the other side, we see and understand God's faithfulness through it. This training builds us up, conditions our response, and matures us in our faith. It's that kind of discipline that leads to peace as we run this race of life, even when we see the biggest of hurdles coming our way. That's the truth. If you're facing a track full of hurdles today, lean into the training God has through His Word. Trust Him as you run and know peace is on the other side. I'm Lori Klein.